Chapter 6, The Witness. In this stillness, you might feel it yourself here in Russia, gazing becomes a way of bearing witness. The witness stands before a rupture, either psychological, historical, or material. A wound in time. Time is stolen from the witness. But here, witnessing reaches further than human suffering. It speaks to what could be called geotrauma, the imprint that modes of production leave upon the earth itself, a trauma not confined to minds or bodies, but sedimented in materials, infrastructures, and the slow rhythms of life. The ground carries the marks of the forces that shaped it. The witness is exposed to this slow violence, the erosion of rhythms that once gave life coherence. Work, rest, celebration, decay. The abstractions of industry and finance reshape those lived temporalities. Rituals thin out, habits detach from place. This is what we mean by abstraction, the process through which contact with the concrete, with bodies, tools, and soil, dissolves into circulation. All that was solid evaporates into repetition without remainder, without leftover intensity. The witness is formed under conditions of control, under the drone's gaze, under distributed violence, under the slow rearrangement of air, energy, and desire. These forces are industrial as much as they are atmospheric. They reach from the planetary scale into the smallest folds of experience, altering how bodies gather, how they rest, how they touch, and how they want.